This says, God is an Indian. Puttaparthi. God is an Indian. His contemporary avatar. Puttaparthi is in Andhra. His contemporary avatar rests in the trinity of Shirdi Baba, Sai Baba, and Prem Baba to come. So Satya Sai Baba, the second of the triple incarnation, asserted in the course of a marathon interview to add, quote, in my present avatar, I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity.
Who's had that there, who's had that?
Well, it depends to whom we where we want to send it to for publishing, to this or to another magazine.
Well, he said about our God.
Yes.
About he should be addressed to him. He said, well, address to Satya Sai Baba. Where is he, in Bombay?
No, he stays at this Puttaparthi or in Bangalore.
Puttaparthi.
That is a small village.
Post office Puttaparthi. And it is in where? Bangalore?
That is in Andhra.
Andhra. Dear Sai Baba, just recently in the Blitz paper, published on the budget. We are surprised to find one article, God is an Indian. And you have claimed to become an incarnation of God to save the human society. What is the ground of your claiming as incarnation? And what you have done to save the human society? Will you explain our enlightenment of us, or many of us? We have got the least of incarnations recorded in the Vedic scriptures. And their respective activities also. So where is that record in the Vedic scripture? About your appearing as incarnation. Lord Krishna's incarnation is fully described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's incarnation, Sip or Keep, what is it?
Lord Krishna's incarnation.
There may be so many, but I am the Lord. Krishna is incarnation. The avatarutya.
Avatarutya.
So, what is the English? Avatarutya.
That's the incarnation-ness or quality of being in incarnation. But that is not quality of being an incarnation, isn't it? The most literal is incarnation-ness.
That's right. Lord Krishna's incarnation-ness is fully described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Similarly, Lord Ramchandra's incarnation-ness or Lord Buddha's incarnation-ness, Lord Chaitanya's incarnation-ness. We have got full information in the Vedic literature.
Lord Rama's incarnation-ness, Lord Buddha's incarnation-ness,
Lord Chaitanya. Oh. Where is your incarnation is described? Will you kindly give the reference? Anyone can say like you, that one is incarnation, as it has become a fashion nowadays. But is that claim only is the proof of one's becoming incarnation?
Yeah.
such unauthorized claim of becoming an incarnation is certainly ridiculous.
Unauthorized claim of one's becoming an incarnation
is certainly ridiculous. Then you have claimed to take form, what he has written.
Then you have claimed to take
What he has written.
In my present avatar, I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity.
So, you have claimed to, what is that, again, really?
I have come armed with the fullness of the power of the formless God to save humanity.
So, you have claimed to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita that God is never formless. Find out this verse. Abhaktam bhaktimahapannam mannate mahavabuddha.
Vyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante mama buddhayaha parang bhav majananto mamavya yamanuttamam. Unintelligent men who know me not think that I have assumed this form and personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is changeless and supreme.
But.
Those who are worshippers of demigods have been described as less intelligent persons, and here the impersonalists are similarly described. Lord Krishna in his personal form is here speaking before Arjuna, and still, due to ignorance, impersonalists argue that the Supreme Lord ultimately has no form. Yamunacharya, a great devotee of the Lord in the disciplic succession from Ramanujacharya, has written two very appropriate verses in this connection. He says, "My dear Lord, devotees like Vyasadeva and Narada know you to be the personality of Godhead. By understanding different Vedic literatures, one can come to know your characteristics, your form, and your activities, and one can thus understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, the demons, the non-devotees, cannot understand you. They are unable to understand you. However expert such non-devotees may be in discussing Vedanta and Upanishads and other Vedic literatures, it is not possible for them to understand the Personality of Godhead." Unquote. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is stated that the personality of Godhead cannot be understood simply by study of the Vedanta literature. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord can the personality of the Supreme be known. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly stated that not only the worshippers of the demigods are less intelligent, but those non-devotees who are engaged in Vedanta and speculation on Vedic literature.
We can give up to the Yamunacharya's quotation. What you have written.
This is so far everything,
or just
it's only is one's word only.
What you have written,
dear Sai Baba. Just recently,
last what you have written.
Yeah. Similarly, Lord Rama's incarnations, Lord Buddha's incarnation, Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, ness. But we have got full information from the Vedic scriptures. Where is your incarnation described? Will you kindly give the reference? Anyone can say, like you, that one is an incarnation, as it has become a fashion nowadays. But is that claim only, the claim only, the proof of one's becoming an incarnation? Such unauthorized claim of one's becoming an incarnation is certainly ridiculous. Then you have claimed to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita that God is never formless.
Yeah. Only the ascetics and less intelligent class of men think that God is formless, and when he incarnates, he takes a particular form. In this connection, a verse from Yamunacharya may be quoted as follows. You have quoted the Bhagavad Gita? What quote?
Well, it doesn't mention the Sanskrit here, that Yamunacharya verse.
No, no. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, what you have written.
We can put Sanskrit of Yaktam Gaktam up and
Namunacharya. No, what you have written here.
Who one's becoming. So Janath Rice claim of one's becoming. Then you claim to take a form of the formless God. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita.
That is a good quote.
Yeah. So, Bhagavad Gita 724 Sanskrit in translation. But we see in the Bhagavad Gita. Avyaktim vyaktim apandam maninte mama buddhayaha. Unintelligent men who know me not think that I have assumed this form and personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is changeless and supreme. So, that God is never formless. Only the rascals and less intelligent men, class of men, think that God is formless. And when he incarnates, he takes a particular form. In this connection, a verse from Yamunacharya may be quoted as follows.
So what is Yamunacharya's quotation?
My dear Lord, devotees like Vyasadeva and Narada know you to be the personality of Godhead. By understanding different Vedic literatures, one can come to know your characteristics, your form, and your activities. And one can thus understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
You have to quote that verse from the beginning.
But the Sanskrit wasn't given here?
Sanskrit is there.
No, but this verse from Yamunacharya.
You will find the Sanskrit in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Which place?
In the Adi Lila. Tang, the beginning of Tang. And find out. Call. The Odian Sanskrit verse is not.
No, it's not quoted here.
Tanga Puri Bhavita like that.
I will find it.
Adilila.
Which volume?
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
First volume?
I think. There is. What is that? Index?
Yeah, for Adilila, where's the verse in index?
Which verse is it? If you give me the verse,
It begins Tam Paribhavita. T-A-M Paribhavita. T-A-M Tam Paribhavita.
Again, there then.
So this quote goes on. For those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, the demons, the non-devotees, cannot understand you. They are unable to understand you. However expert such non-devotees may be in discussing Vedanta and the Upanishads and other Vedic literatures, it is not possible for them to understand the personality of Godhead.
That in this connection, the statement of Bhagavatam is especially important. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, subject. Brahma is impersonal. Paramatma is localized. And Bhagavad is the supreme personality of God. The supreme personality of Godhead.
Brahma is the impersonal.
Brahma is impersonal, not the. Paramatma is localized. And Bhagavan is the supreme personality of God. When Arjuna understood Krishna after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna as follows. Quote this. Parabrahma Paramdhama. Find out. No, find out in the book.
Parang Brahma Parang Dhamma Pavitram Paramang Bhavan Purushang Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Tipum.
Purusham Shashvatam.
Purusham Shashvatam Divyam.
Divyam. So, here Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as Shashvata Purusham. Eternally, the personality of God. It is never admitted the Supreme Lord is originally impersonal. Purusham, describe Purusham.
Yes.
What do you have written?
When Arjuna understood Krishna after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna as follows, Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, etc. Here Arjuna addresses Krishna as Shashvatam Purusham, or the eternal personality of Godhead. It is never admitted that the Supreme Lord is originally impersonal.
Then with the other person.
Param Brahma Parang Dhamma Pavitram Paramang Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum Ahastvam Rishayaksa De Deva Shri Naradastata.
Then read.
Translation?
No. That you have to give the quotation. And
yes.
Then, what is next part?
in Bhagavad Gita after this?
Avustam, then next, what is the next part?
Vaktum arhasya sheshena divya hyatma vibhutayaha yabir vibhuti bir lokan imang stvam vyapyatishtasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine
power. Next.
Katam vidyam aham yogins tvang sada parichintayan keshu keshu chabaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. How should I meditate on you? Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana vuyah kataya triptirhi shrinvato nasti memritam. Tell me in detail, O Janardana, of your mighty potencies and glories, for I never tire of you.
One thing is that your personality cannot be understood without your mercy. There is a mercy. Ahustam Nishaya Sarve, find out that part.
There's no aham?
Ahu.
Oh, ahu.
Whose sound is that? You read just now.
Yeah. Then Ahus Tvang Rishayaksadve, Devarshir, Naradastata, Asito Devalo Vyasak Svayam Chaiva Bravishime.
Next month.
Sarvam Etad. Ritam manye yanmang vadasti keshava nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava vyaktim nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all you've told me. Neither the gods nor demons, O Lord, know thy personality.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, it says, Svayam evat manatmanam veta tvang purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate.
There's no verse index in any of the Halil.
There is, we are missing.
I have Bengali one.
Hmm?
I have Bengali.
Hmm. Ramanacharya say that your personality, although there are so many evidences in Shastra and upright person, still the rascals cannot understand. Here is another verse.
So, you want to quote this verse? Sarvami,
let's go.
Sarvam etad ritam manye yan mang varasi keshava na hite bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava.
So one has to accept the statement of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he is originally the Purusha or person. impersonal Brahma. Is expansion of the rays of his personal body. Exactly like the sunshine is expansion of the rays of the sun god, Vivasa. Vivasa is a person in the sun globe. And Krishna is also a person who spoke the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita long, long years before. He spoke the same to Arjuna. Ivam vipashyati yogam pratyamanah. Therefore, the conclusion is that originally God is always a person. Impersonal Brahma is emanation from the personal God. In other words, God, personal God, is not from impersonal Brahma. But impersonal Brahma is from the personal God. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows.
Impersonal Brahma is an emanation of the personal God. It is not that the personal God is an emanation of from, but it is that impersonal Brahma is an emanation. It is not that the personal God is an emanation of impersonal Brahman.
Impersonal Brahma is resting on the personal God. Exactly that illumination of light is resting on the bulb. Not that the bulb is resting on the illuminated light.
Exactly like illumination of light is resting
on the bulb, electric bulb. Not the bulb is resting on the illumination.
Yes.
Besides that, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Find out that path. it is not that for you. Okay.
The Privaham? Natrivaham jatu nasam natvang ne me janati paha na chaiva na bhavishyama sa devayam atak param. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
So, Krishna, as Parson said to Arjuna, that in the past, he has Parson.
So Krishna in person?
No.
It's Krishna.
Yes, Krishna as a person.
Oh.
Says to Arjuna. That both of them existed in the past as persons. And they continue to remain persons in the future.
And both of them existed in the past as persons, and both of them shall continue to
remain as person in the future.
Yes.
So without knowing all this knowledge, a murha accepts the incarnation of God as coming from impersonal. Under this heading, you have proved yourself to become a murha. And how a murha or an ass can become the incarnation of God? Then read the Bilis paper. One up one.
Then this is the end of his quote, and then the editor, the writer is speaking.
Yes.
This may appear an extraordinarily controversial claim to those unfamiliar with the spiritual depths of Hindu religious philosophy. The latter totally accepts the avatar concept, which broadly means the descent of the divine principle into human affairs. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna intervenes to save...
That is the editors.
Yes, this is the editors. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna intervenes to save humanity from evil forces. The Puranas personify Earth, the mother, as groaning under a similar burden to supplicate God for relief. Then heading, Solution and Cure to World's Ills. To Baba's devotees, the avatar has similarly come to provide both the solution and the cure to a world living in terror of a nuclear holocaust. The false dichotomies created by Western thought between God and man, Purusha and Deva, simply do not exist in the Indian scriptures, which prescribe...
Dichotomies. What is that?
Dichotomy means some kind of distinction. To make a distinction.
distinctions between, he said the dichotomy is created by Western thought between God and man, Purusha and Deva, differences or analysis of differences, do not exist in the Indian scriptures.
Why not?
Which prescribe the assimilation of God and man and God as the basis of religion.
This is another rascal. God is always distinct from man.
The Sai Baba also quotes later, and he is directly saying also later that...
What is it?
Now here's the quote. Baba personifies this philosophy. As he told me, God is man and man is God. All of us have something of God, the divine spark, within us. All men are divine like myself, with the spirit embodied in human flesh and bone. The only difference is that they are unaware of this godhood. Unquote. Agadbir. The mission of the present avatar is to make everybody realize that since the same God or divinity resides in everyone, people should respect, love, and help.
If he resides in everyone, then why he has special care?
Yeah, well, he says he is remembered.
He remembers. How God can forget?
That he says. He says, take a paddy or rice by way of an illustration. Every grain of rice is enclosed in a husk. You have to remove the husk to get the grain of rice. Now, husk and rice both come from the same seed. Rice is the equivalent of God and
but
man.
But still, husk is not rice. You cannot say husk is rice.
He says the husk, rice is the equivalent of God and man, while the husk can be compared to desire, which reduces God to man.
No.
Therefore, my desire is life plus desire equals man, life minus desire equals God.
So you are desiring to become God. There cannot be no desire. But you are unceremoniously desiring to become God. Although there is no proof in this heart. Bhagavad Gita is accepted that the living entities are sparks, or part and parcel of God, Krishna.
The Bhagavad Gita is accepted that the living entities
are part and parcel of God. But part is never equal to the whole.
So So you can claim as a spark of God, as every living entity can claim, but you cannot claim as
the Supreme Person with full power. That is misleading. You can show a little magic as other magicians also can show,
you can show a little magic as other magicians can also show,
but you cannot show the full magic as Krishna displayed. Or Lord Ramchandra displayed. Therefore, your claim as with full power is completely false and blasphemous.
Therefore, your claim for full power is completely false
and blasphemous.
And blasphemous.
In this I find out. Mm.
Completely Mayavadi.
Yeah.
Completely. Now, someone may bring up the one point and say, well, when an avatar comes, if he must show all kinds of great opulences and powers. But he says, sometimes the incarnation shows this, but sometimes, like when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he didn't show Vishvarupa.
He never claimed that I am avatar. But he understands. From the Shastric evidence, he never came. That is when he was addressed as Krishna, he blocked his eyes. So don't say like that. He never came. He fully displayed himself as the Bodh and Bhagavan. Therefore, Gauranga Bhad is illegal. Gauranga Nagari.
Gauranga Nagari.
That is illegal. Rahavad or something like that.
Yeah, Gauranga Nagari, imagining Lord Chaitanya in the role of Krishna.
Yeah.
In some of these.
In this way, find out the faulty statement and give it proof. He can claim
Thank you.